With the weekly wrap, I'm Louis Zacca. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is in the US taking part in the Cliche Cup. Each competitor is given a topic and must smash out three jargon-filled cliches back to back.
Our economy transitions back from a focus on resource-based investment to a broader-based and more diverse economy. And innovation is the watchword.
With that effort, she's progressed through to the semi-finals, where she'll take on world number one, Kevin Rudd.
Oh, fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate.
Shadow Family Community Services Minister Tanya Mihalik is disappointed that some of her friends are getting free hearts on Candy Crush and she isn't.
Well, clearly there's a loophole and it needs to be fixed quickly.
Malcolm Turnbull has announced an inquiry will be held and appointed former Speaker Bronwyn Bishop to assess the bias in Candy Crush because Bronwyn Bishop is well known for her bias.
Her appointment marked a very significant turning point in our nation's response on this issue.
And in sport, former Rooster Jimmy Stewart has said Mitchell Pearce would have been fine if only he weren't the captain of the Roosters.
As a captain of an NRL club, it is completely unacceptable in what he did.
Stewart has also hinted at the punishment that might be handed down to Mitchell Pearce, saying he will probably be held back after training to complete 100 lines of "I will always check for hidden cameras."
And as a result of that, I think the Roosters are left with very little option.
That's the weekly wrap. I'm Louis Zacca.